There's some royalties you got to deal with on that.
That's a small 48-minute work.
Yeah, really.
Actually, Jeff Culp is with us from the Animal Supply House, and that's not why you're here. You're actually here because you're part of the...
Yeah, the York County Choral Society. We are definitely talking about the event that's coming up here on April 23rd.
Absolutely. We'll be in concert at Unity Presbyterian Church in Fort Mill, South Carolina.
That's a new location, isn't it?
Yeah, we've performed there one time before.
Okay.
And they've got a new worship space there. It's probably about 10 years old.
Is that a good room? Is that a good room sound-wise?
Great.
Is it?
It's a great, okay. It's a great, great room.
Okay. And, how many have you rehearsed there often?
Tonight's going to be the first time.
Okay. Wow. You guys are professionals.
Yeah, so we'll rehearse there tonight, dress rehearsal on Saturday, and perform on Sunday. So we'll have a good feel for the room when we... when we leave there, hopefully Saturday at lunchtime.
Well, you guys certainly work hard. You have 6 months of work for your winter concert, and then you pick up again and start right up with this spring stuff.
Well, really, we only run 9 months of the year. We follow the school calendar, so we start back in August, and we have a concert in the 1st of December. Then we take a month off, and then we start back in January and have a concert in April for the spring, and then we're off for the summer. And so we're looking for new singers. If you've never... attended one of our concerts and listened. We have a great sound for lot of different folks in the community.
When will you do the BTO set with the Bachman Turner?
Well, actually, that
let
is...
Let it ride! I said, let it ride! Yeah, let it ride!
That is actually going to be at the Come See Me Car Show.
Really?
Yes, and because when we let it ride, Chuck, we really want to let it ride.
What scares
he's
me is...
He's pretty smart.
I'm thinking he's not kidding now. I mean, I don't know. I thought it was a...
I know, for sure. It's pretty exciting. Kathy Kinsey's your director there. Yeah, she's a lot of fun.
Kathy is our director,
very
and
talented.
She is retiring from Winthrop this year.
No, and, she wants to spend time with her babies, her dog.
She's going to be full head on into the York County Choral Society.
Isn't she Dr. McKenzie?
Yeah,
Dr. Kinsey.
Yeah,
she has like a doctorate in music.
Yes.
Yeah, Tuesday was her Tuesday
choral
was her,
performance, right? Or choral
right.
Direction.
Tuesday was her last concert at Winthrop. Her last chorale concert at Winthrop.
And, we love her. She's a terrific
And she's great. And also, our special guest organist that day is Dr. Shirley Fishburne, who is one of the co-founders of the York County Choral Society.
How cool!
She and Dr. David Lowry just saw a need for choral masterworks to be done in this area. And so she and David put their heads together and came up with this 38 years ago.
Lovey, get on a nice dress. We're going tonight.
That's right. It's coming up Sunday. You can do that at 4 o'clock at the Unity Presbyterian Church.
Yes, tickets are available at the door. General admission is $20. Seniors, $10. Students, $5 with ID.
This is a group of people. When I was involved a little bit one season, this is a group of people of like chorus teachers and music teachers and people who are such good musicians just having fun with this amazing stuff.
Exactly. And those people are able to drag people like me that are just entrepreneurs along for the ride.
But
you have a musical family.
This is good, isn't it, Jeff? I mean, these are a lot of pros.
Yeah. Well, it gives them an outlet because, you know, as a music teacher and you're working with elementary school or, you know, or high school or
perhaps you get a little tired of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I don't know.
Students all day long. And then you're able to step your game up and really use your talent. And we have some students singing with us.
I'm curious about the language. You're going to be singing in French?
We are.
How's that? I know that doing Latin or German is always so challenging.
Well, the French has been challenging too.
It's been challenging.
It's beautiful music. When you look through the program notes and you see what the what the words mean and in English, I mean it's a moving work.
Well, it's the 36th season, the York County Choral Society and the York County Choral Society Chamber Singers. There'll be an extra performance by them during the show.
Yeah, they're going to do four little short pieces.
That's another, that's the students that are doing this for their degree, right?
No, these are actually handpicked singers.
Wonderful.
from the group.
Excellent.
It's going to be tough.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be amazing. So check that out. It's just $20 for adults, the seniors $10, students with an ID $5, and just a great spot. You can go to yorkcountychoralsociety.org.
Yes.
Spell that all out. And can we still get pecans?
We are out of pecans. the pecan season is over.
Darn.
You ask about that a lot?
Just a little bit.
I'm always the one.
Every now and again.
It's time. We got to do it at Christmas time. Remember the pecan sale for the York County Choral Society next fall.
All right. Jeff Culp, good to see you this morning.
Good to see you, too. Thank you for letting me be here.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
All right. 20 past. Yeah, going over there to Animal Supply House.
Sniff around.
Sniff around. Let's check that right in this morning. Here's Freddie Hammer.
Right now we're checking in on roadways around York County. McConnell's Highway at Lindsay Street looks like an injury accident there that could cause some delays as you head in on 322 toward Cherry Road. Mount Gallant at Nations Ford, there's a deer that's been struck there and they're working on clearing that. Still an injury accident in the process of clearing at Rock Hill Highway. Old Hickory Road, right in front of Liberty Gas Station. Checking in right now on 77 northbound. You're looking at your busy traffic at exit 85. If you're heading up toward that area, you're going to find busy traffic there. And it's Pleasant Road quite busy as you head around Gold Hill Road and making your way through that intersection. I'm Freddie Hammer. That's your WRHI traffic.